What if every day you had the chance to experience more love and intimacy in your life? We're going to be sharing stories of struggles and triumphs in love, sex, and relationships, along with expert advice to create more conscious connections. Enjoy this podcast with Dawn Richard. Wake up to real love.
Hi, everyone. This is Dawn Richard, also known as the Awakening with Dawn, and this is the Wake Up to Real Love podcast show, where we share stories of struggles and triumphs in love, sex, and relationships, along with expert advice to create more conscious connections. I'm so honored today to invite my colleague and friend, Anya Vasquez. Hi, Anya.
Hello, hello, everyone. So happy to be here.
Yay. Anya is an energy coach who specializes in marriage and relationships. She's your ultimate guide to practical spirituality. Anya helps high-achieving mompreneurs on their healing journey to elevate their marriage, increase their income, and help them naturally heal on the way to the best version of themselves. She uses Chaldean numerology, fascinating, and traditional Chinese medicine as a tool to tap into your vibration and helps you master laws of the universe to attract whatever you want. Welcome, Anya.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So we were talking before, before we started recording, and Anya told me that she started studying energy 10 years ago when nobody even talked about energy. How in the world did you get involved in energy work?
No,
before it was a thing.
Before it was a thing. Yeah. That's the interesting part, because, you know, the stories that I bring now as for example, I got two stories. When we started this again 10 years ago, they just said, you know, wait for years. You'll see it. Now it's some people talk about energy. In a few years, everybody's going to mention energy. And I saw the evolution of how nobody talked about energy to now everybody, every area, every whatever it is, there's an energy word there. Anything, there's energy word there. So I've seen that. And then the second thing that was just so fascinating is that my coaches, they've always told me, just wait for 2020 to come. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I was like, I waited, you know, I just waited. What am I going to do? And when 2020 came, I'm like, okay, yes, the world is going to lose it. I understand. So why? Because when we were, you know, we were being coached is to understand that, yes, it's, you know, the inner peace is the most valuable thing that you can have. And obviously, more and more, we see that. But how that all came into fruition, how it happened? Well, first, obviously, I would say I have been extremely blessed to have been on this path and started in a very early age. Let's be honest, majority of my clients are 50 plus. So when I think about that, I started it when I was like 23, 24. I'm like, wow, it's, you know, like great timing. But even when I did, I was like, oh my God, if I only grew up learning this. So now this is my mission, as in raising my kids properly.
Right.
Right. But, how, if you want the real story, is I used to sell vacuum cleaners house to house. Yes, I did. And they were expensive.
Kirby.
No. There's like this European, I don't know what it was. I know Kirby, but I don't know which one was it. Anyway, and I get called into this one place that was like a conference room, something like that. And I start talking to this guy, you know, I'm all there about to sell my vacuum cleaner, like I'm, you know, doing the demonstrating and whatever. And then this guy just starts reading my destiny chart, which is the numerology part that I do with traditional Chinese medicine. So he tells me, oh, Anya, huh, what's your last name? And he's just like calculates stuff in his mind, you know, like the way I usually do it on my Zoom calls. And he just starts telling me stuff about me that obviously nobody knows because I've seen him the first time. So he just starts telling me, and I'm not sure I cried on that specific day there. But he did, again, it all thing turn into, you know, tell me more. How do you know this? Like, well, where did you get this? Like, what are you doing? You know, and so much stuff that he knew about me that made me want to listen. more than do the show of the vacuum cleaner, right? So he just told me that we have this numerology and traditional Chinese medicine course right here in this, you know, place. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. I'm interested. You know, I'm always interesting for something different and new. And So I just said, yeah, let me sign up for that. And I signed up for that course. Now knowing obviously nothing, you know, everything happens for a reason. Right. So I know everything in the universe is perfectly aligned. So, you know, why from out of all the people that do those vacuum cleaners, I was the one that got into that, you know, place with him, not nobody else. Because obviously, again, there were more people, but it was me at this perfect time in that place. And then I took that course. And when I took that course, everything kind of felt in alignment. Everything made sense up to that moment in life. Why I had to be where I had to be, who I had in my life, and why I'm open to this, and why I understand, and what I, the connections that I see. And then in that moment, again, that was probably one of the biggest milestones of me experiencing full bliss, because it was just really like purposeful, you know. It was just like, yeah, that was probably my first time that was like the pure bliss, as in, oh my god, like my soul finally is there where I'm supposed to be, you know. So yeah, I've never lost that feeling, I've never lost that, I've never forgotten about it. And from that on, I just decided, this whatever the world is, I'm doing this.
Wow.
And that's how it started.
Okay, so can you describe?
Yeah, it was just
this...
a little step, right?
Yeah, but this is the magic of the universe, right? You get people put in front of you that, because you're not. It's like you're. Do you feel like you're seeking? Does this happen because you're seeking, or it happens because it's your sole purpose? Or
the thing is that I would say it's always because of your soul's purpose, because it is every soul's purpose. When you start seeking, so for example, me personally, I never started seeking. Yes, I was in this like marriage that was like horrible, fine. But that situation itself pushed me to the point where I was like, there's something I need to change. Like this is what I'm doing in life. It's not working. This is not working. And I don't know what it is. I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to get back. I don't even know who to trust. I don't even know who to listen to. Uh-huh. Right. So it wasn't like the usual go to mom and dad and tell, you know, and have chit chats and have, you know, maybe they'll help you out. But it felt like deeper. So when something like this, completely unrelated to my situation, completely unrelated to, you know, had nothing to do with my husband or nothing, but it was just like came to my path, and it was like the only thing that was the weirdest, but it made the most sense.
Yeah.
Especially when I learned about it, and I was like, oh my God, this makes like, it's just like, you know, knowing different things about life. And then when I came to this course, it's just like everything like, make like the puzzle came together, and I'm like, oh my god. So
what is that like, though? Because I think a lot of people don't even have a sense of what that may look, feel, or be like.
This is like probably the same way of trying to explain how do you know when you're in love, like, you know, trying to explain the same thing. I mean, let me try. Okay, so I would say the biggest factors of that moment would be like, as in, again, that everything, the good and the bad that has happened, had to happen for you to be right here in this moment. Mm-hmm. You learning this, you know, exploring this thing. And in that moment, nothing felt lack, as in why I don't, or why, you know, something's missing, or why I don't have what I wanted, or blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and at the same time, obviously it felt very exciting because it was completely something different of the usual. Because let's be honest, the usual life that they sold us, it's goddamn boring. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can.
You can curse. Or not,
but, but it was boring. It's like, what, this 9 to 5, make money, survive, pay bills. And then what? I'm like, oh my God, if this is like the point of life, then I mean, the way that you think is like, right, if God created this world for you to do 9 to 5 and pay bills and survive, is like, really? Like a guy would go all over all this trouble for this? Exactly. So in that time, you know, when again that I was there, just all of a sudden there's like this entire layer that revealed to a different kind of living and understanding, the clarity. It was a clarity also, that specific clarity of understanding, because everybody asks like, what's the point of life? You know, what are we doing
what's
on this
the meaning?
World?
You
know,
what's kinda, the meaning?
Yeah, what's the meaning? Interesting is I haven't asked myself that in years, because this is going to sound very pompous, but yeah, because I understand the meaning of life, because I do it every day. So this has become my new norm. I do remember that before it was, you know, what's the point? What am I doing this? You always find yourself in this repetitive stuff and crap and there's always this something, right? Like, I don't know how to express, but it's that feeling.
That's the
in
technical
life, it has
term.
A lot of those it's the technical term, exactly. but all of a sudden, when I started connecting those dots, again, it was the clarity. It was the peace and that the overwhelm and the anger went away, as in, you know, what am I doing or how am I supposed to do it? Or, you know, what's the point or how, why and blah, blah. And all these questions that we, you know, ask ourselves on daily. So all that kind of melted away. And it was just like, oh, my God, like, I understand this now. And yes, back then versus to now, obviously, back then I didn't understand anything. Let's be honest, because it's a growth. So now see the difference. And the same thing is going to be me now or in 10 years in the future. Today, I don't understand anything versus to what's going to happen in 10 years. Yes. But, you know, the growth and the journey that it comes with and everything that happens in the way. But that I, you know, in that time, I decided that that's going to be my new norm of living. So obviously everything had to change.
So
that's
what,
the story where his story begins.
Well, so what do you think is the meaning of life?
Being unconditionally happy.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to seeking money, seeking.
But how? Exactly. We're always seeking something. Uh-huh. And it's not the point that, it's not the point that you're not supposed to have it, because then a lot of people would be like, oh, you know, like this minimalistic kind of living. I don't need anything and I can just, no, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about full abundance, right? But it does come from unconditionally being happy. So the problem is that the way we think that we're going to get what we want is completely wrong. So, you know, we think that, for example, I need to make money so I can be happy and therefore, right? So I need to make money. When I have money, then I will be happy. And it doesn't work like this.
When I find my partner, I'll be happy.
Exactly. So we're consistently focusing on external factors that we do not control. We only control ourselves. And again, that's what they taught us wrong.
Do we?
Yeah. That's what they taught us wrong. Right? So you're programmed to do that. Everybody's programmed to, I need this in order to be happy. I need this to be peaceful. I need this to blah, blah. And now when we're older, the whole point of life is when, you know, you said unconditionally happy. Yeah, but that's a process of healing. So basically how to reverse all those bad teachings, if you may, and not intentional, obviously, but how to peel off all this stuff that, you know, you have nothing to do with. That what is the core of your soul? What's the purpose of your soul? And your soul came to this planet to have a lot of experiences.
Right.
Your soul needs to fulfill. That's why a lot of times you're going to hear, oh, you know, it's not about the money, but it's the experience. It's not about what they tell you, but how they make you feel. So all those quotes, right? Because yes, the soul needs experience and wants to gather a lot of experience. But the problem is that once we do have those experiences, we quite often go into this negative path of experiences, right? And then a lot of people will actually, how would I say this? They will excuse them not growing because they feel like they had to go through all the bad experiences. So it's like, all the, like when you just asked me earlier, when we said, you know, like my pain or my disease and all that, isn't that like part of the journey? Yes, it is, since you are in it. However, does it have to be? So the question becomes, or the way I like to explain it to be a little bit more picturesque, is that a word? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Is, that there's three ways, three levels of how we can live life. The number one, what majority of people are doing is, I need to experience it all by myself. So again, you know, you're going to have traumas, you're going to have bad relationships, you're going to have close death experiences, and you are going to give your yourself excuses that that's what you needed. To a certain extent, it is true, because again, a lot of people need one of those red flags, I call them, to wake up. A lot of those. In my life, that was my husband. So yes, I was emotionally, my first husband, just to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was, you know, being in an emotional abusive relationship that got me to be, you know, high 24/7. If I wasn't high, then I was like, what is the sense? So when every time when I was high, I was like, okay, I could live like this. That was basically it.
But
it was just
existed.
Boring. It was. Existed. I existed. Exactly. And again, I was 23, 24, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I like took myself into the future. And I'm like, if I live like this, what, 10 years, and then what, have kids with this person and do this? I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. And I started asking those questions, and I'm like, no, I mean, whatever that is, I mean, like, no, I don't, again. And that might have been normal, because that's basically what I've seen other people around me do. Right.
Right. Right.
So. I'm like, and then deep down, I'm like, no, if that is normal, I do not accept this. So that might have been like an internal change that I have experienced, that maybe led me to the point where I was like, oh, maybe I'm searching for it, but I never actively searched for it. That's the thing. I never actively searched, but it might have been that, you know, let me be open, I guess. Mm-hmm. And again, my subconscious attracted that person, and so on and so on. But so let's go back on those three, right? So the first one is, as I said, living and experiencing all by yourself. And those are lessons that we have to learn. True. We supposedly learn. I will say supposedly, because majority, again, don't. I'm sorry, but we don't. Because, and if we do, how long do you want it to last? You know, like, we don't have redos in life. Like, you know, how old you want to be, get to be right. Like, oh, I could have done this better if I had the proper knowledge back then. And I could have like lessened the time that I spent. It's not like you're going to turn 80 and then you're going to reset you're going to push the reset button and let me do this again. All right. So we don't get exactly right. So that is what majority of people live. And again, older you get, more you're like, oh my God, you know, what's been happening. Then the second level is where you get aware to a certain point that you start learning from other people's mistakes. So more and more people are doing this from other people's mistakes. That's why we are having a lot of coaches. That's why we, you know, invest a lot of money into businesses and people helping us. And, you know, okay, you know this, help me, teach me this. So the same thing. Okay, I want to make a million. Obviously, I'm not going to ask my dad to go how I'm going to make a million, because he's never done it. How
right.
You know, he's going to help me. So right. Who to ask and such. So more and more people are opening to this level. However, there's a third level, and that's the level that when I do energy coaching, what I teach, and this is very interesting of that on a specific part, it was my personal experience, but my personal experience, again, it wasn't that highly traumatized as I could, you know, name a lot of others.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I, and this is a natural, skill that I thankfully had and I am working on, which is the third level of literally being in this consistent connection to the source, God, energy, universe, whatever you want it, to be in consistent connection to the extent that at every point of time, day, month, you know what is right. And it's not you that you know what I mean? Because then egos come up and like, I'm the best. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about you being in that pure connection, alignment, peace, unconditional happiness, where you always get a solution for whatever it is that comes in your life.
Is this This is an instantaneous thing?
Exactly. It's like a download. And I'm not going to say it's not instantaneous. So the thing is that I also believe that our souls naturally have that connection with the source. But right. Again, where we were raised, what happened, they literally put all the other shit on top of you and they destroy your radar. Yeah. Right. There's fog yeah. everywhere. So mm-hmm. with energy training, for example, what I do is I help to eliminate that fog. And basically eliminate all that weight of people and, you know, norms and customs and whatever that gets you back to that soul where you get with which you're supposed to have that consistent alignment and connection with the source. Because it's not you. It's always the source. It's always God. It's always the universe. Now, more you understand that, more you realize that if you really had the control, then everybody who's listening, your life would have been different if you had the control. So that specifically tells you have zero control. And sooner you realize that you have zero control, then sooner you need to understand that all you got to do is in that life is to get back to that connection. And that connection can only come with unconditional happiness.
Sounds like a tall order.
Yes,
it does because most people, I mean, it's interesting. We're in a lot of rooms together and people talk about control. How do I control myself? How do I control my emotions? How do I control? But it feels like you're talking about this sense of control is an illusion. It's like the only thing that you can control is yourself, but can you really control yourself?
Yeah, that is definitely a million-dollar question. the thing is that it's not about, I'll say like this, it's not about, I'm not going to say it's not about controlling yourself, but it's about consistently, I say reprogramming yourself.
Okay.
I say reprogramming. So another analogy that I always like to use is imagine this. Let's say, and the interesting thing is that I've been saying this for years. And then I saw this one priest, on YouTube, TikTok, don't ask me where, somewhere saying the same analogy. And I'm like, oh my God, and somebody I don't even know somewhere he popped up analogy. So if you are a brand new phone that, you know, you come from the store, your soul come to this planet, right? Your brand new phone, you have a default apps on you. And everybody does.
Right.
Right. And that's why we don't grow equally and we have different levels and awareness and all that. Right. So different apps. The thing is that there's two things. Number one, majority of people have no idea what their apps are, period. You have no idea what you have going on.
I can't figure out this tech stuff.
See, you can't even figure out the actual phone. Imagine how to figure yourself out is a challenge. So now you try relationship, you try to make money, you try to do business, you try to be healthy, but then something always comes and butts your ass. Why? Because you've literally been trying with not having the proper knowledge in the first place. Like, you know, like you trying to do, I don't know, you trying to be an architect and make a building, but you don't know math. What's 2 + 2? Mm-hmm. The architect is not wondering, oh, how is math again? Oh my God. If I don't have math, then I can't, because that's so past his level already. Then it's just a default, right?
Right.
But it doesn't go without it. So now we feel like we've skipped those levels and we just like, let me go and be abundant in my life because that's just going to happen, right? But again, we don't even have the math. We don't even know what we have and what we don't have. The blockages and the potentials that, again, every soul has differently. So that's where the numerology and the, you know, the Chaldean numerology that I have comes in play, because it's an amazing tool for me to break it down to your core and see, this is the blockages, this is the potential, and this is what we got to start with, working with. And then when we work on that, obviously, we learned how to reprogram. So when we have this phone, right? And it's like, oh my God, why do I have, I don't know, for example, everybody mainly uses, okay, if you don't have an iPhone, right? You have Android, then you have Chrome. Yeah. So if you have an Android, you have a Chrome Explorer usually on your phone, right? Who still uses, what was it? I don't even know how to call it. Microsoft Mozilla. It was a Mozilla Explorer, but nobody uses it anymore because now, like, the updated, the better one would be Chrome, for example, right? Again, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, right? Then it means that you just, you know, you are still stuck in time. So now understanding your apps, what apps serve you, what apps don't serve you, how to delete them, how to upgrade them, and then to upgrade them consistently. Because again, it comes back to life is a healing journey of your soul, you know, shedding off all that crap and you going back to your purpose, which is unconditional happiness. Wow, that was so poetically. I'm so glad you have a recording of this because I don't want that. Anyway, so.
But how do you reprogram yourself? Because this is, you know, this is a huge multi-layer process, right? It's like, and everybody comes from different families of origin. So everybody has different experiences of the programming, the messages they received. Like,
exactly.
give me an example of one of the messages that you got from your childhood. You said you were an only child. Your parents divorced when you were how old?
10.
So what did you think about love? Just what did you think about love?
Love. Okay, let's go to love. So, this is the funny thing, right? Because when we do stuff, we don't really like,
You don't think about it.
You don't think about it. You just like, it happens to you and it's like, oh shit, you know, like, oh my God, it's like, I'm repeating those patterns.
Right.
So yeah, for example, I'll say like this, me being in my first marriage got me to the, in that first marriage where I consistently had to prove myself to a person, where I consistently had to show my worth, because unfortunately my parents didn't teach me to value myself, to value my skills, to value myself as a unique, you know, person. And then what the usual stuff, like as in, oh, you're supposed to be like this when you go to family and this is normal and that's not normal and you can't do that and the usual stuff. So when they consistently, you know, create you, they mold you into something that you're not, then obviously you go into relationships that demand that from you. And then again, depends on how long are you going to last to learn on your, by yourself, or learn from somebody else, or get that connection with that wisdom that you'll be like, again, I don't want to do it out of lesson. I want to do it out of wisdom. Because again, yes, I did have an emotionally traumatic relationship, but that lasted maybe 3-4 years, you know, 4 years comparing to my lifetime is like, whatever. No, right. Nobody cares, right? So I know that, yes, I had that, and that, which again, was not that bad at all, right? Comparing to a lot of other stories, again, but that was enough for me to say, you know what? I don't want to wing it. I don't want to be an 880 and like, oh, shoot, I should have, or I could have, or, you know, oh, maybe, And I'm like, why do I consistently want to try stuff out by myself? So why don't I learn the point of living and make sure that I have all that wisdom so I can implement, and not just because quote unquote somebody told me, because then, you know, you talk, oh, but you know, you believe that person, because then you actually have to implement. And in this life with energy, with God, it is becoming instantaneous. So very quickly, when you implement something, you will very quickly see, are you right or are you wrong? what is the outcome going to be? So it's not like, oh, you know, you're going to do this for 10 years and nothing's going to happen. And then you're going to see that you completely messed up.
Right.
It doesn't happen like that anymore. Right. So yeah. So, you know, understanding. So how to do it, as you asked me, right? How to do it. I'll be very honest. You can't do it by yourself. I'll be very honest. I have been doing this for 10 years and I have not seen anybody who has done that by themselves. I am very hopeful and, you know, very optimistic still. But again, it's not because you don't want to or you do not have enough of the desire, but because very basic explanation, you are your framework. You are within your picture. Very simple. Therefore, you cannot clearly see the entire situation, what's happening. So now having somebody who can be a little bit unbiased, who can be a little bit more objective.
Objective,
and,
right.
Yes. And show you and take the, again, and then we're emotional people, which is normal and it's fine. But now you said having yourself under control to the point where you're able to recognize that those emotions need to be paused or just kind of like go to the side. So I can look at this picture as in, I can look at the situation more clearly without me being involved. And what is, you know, what should I do? What is the reality happening here? And that took me years with my coaches to get to the point where I am, to a certain extent, able to do it. And there's still moments that obviously, like I said, I cannot, because it's still me. Even myself, me have been doing this for so many years. There's still moments where I can't see myself clearly because it's just simple. I am me, right? So that's why is, like I said, nobody can do it by themselves. I mean, look, there are certain levels that I'm sure you can grow by yourself. But then again, it takes me back to this, to the question is how ambitious you are. How badly do you want to have a thriving life, this life, the only life? Or you just want to, again, maybe see, because we don't know, right? Because if you would clearly know, oh, this is what you're going to get, then maybe you go, but you don't know. Maybe you're going to pull the short straw, right? So again, why we are consistently winging at this. And again, yes, me even do. I've been doing this for so long and I have gotten very good at recognizing to, you know, for example, in my emotional moments, when something happens with my husband, for example, obviously I'm emotionally involved, but how quickly can I stop myself and be like, okay, try to see this from a different perspective, try to see the entire picture. So I can put my emotions aside and be like, okay, but this is what is actually happening. So I can see where I'm in the wrong and where he's in the wrong. So now we can solve this better without all the mess in between. And so, sooner or later, again, sooner or later, we all have that a little bit, right?
Yeah, we all do.
What do you want to ask?
I feel like this is what happens a lot in relationships, is there's emotions, there are triggers, there are reactions. And it's like, how do you slow yourself down enough to be that objective observer?
With a lot of practice, a lot of practice. That's it. And the thing is, like I said, there's some moments, like, to be very simple. If you know that you're supposed to drink, I don't know, 3 liters of water a day, you know, you're supposed to do it. How often you don't do it? And it's as simple as drinking water. It's not that you don't want to. You can have a good intention, you know, and you can start off the day well, but then something happens, And all of a sudden you're off route, right? So now just as something simple as your water, or you going to the gym, or you making sure that you eat vegetables every day, versus to now pay attention to your emotions, pay attention to your triggers, pay attention to your negativity. It's a whole new level of being, you know, a little bit demanding into realizing. And that's why I said, like, you can't do it by yourself. Yes, to a certain level. Yes. But again, how ambitious are you? How really much you want to live your life fully?
Well, how conscious and conscientious are you? Because I feel like so many times people are just operating on autopilot. You know, it's like they're just reacting. They're just in the moment, like trying to put out fires as opposed to being more proactive or like that sense of awareness. Because I think also what happens is when people have struggles, that they just internalize them and just beat themselves up. You know, there's like no sense of, it's okay, I can work through this, or it's okay, exactly, we'll resolve this together. It's more like that fight or flight or freeze, you know,
exactly,
response.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is true because, you know, and how many years go by before you realize, and a lot of people, like, again, they don't know the connection, as in, what does that have to do with everything? So it's like you're right, ambitious, and you're like, oh, I want to make money and I want to be in a good relationship. But then I suppress feelings. I don't deal with my feelings. I don't do any inner work. I just live day through day. I wait on Friday to happen so I can get off job and can get wasted.
Have some drink.
Yeah. And then finally everything's fine. And again, we go back to the conversation of not really understanding what unconditional happiness means, because we're always conditioning it with something. It has to be Friday. I need to have a girlfriend. I need to have that much money. I need to, you know, be respectful, or I need to have this value from other people, because what? They didn't teach you how to provide all that stuff to yourself. And that is the only thing that you need to provide, this to yourself, the love, the worth.
Because I was thinking while you were saying that most people do those things in order to avoid the pain, in order to avoid feeling the pain, rather than choosing something that actually makes them happy.
Yeah, true. But what happens, and you know, when you're on your deathbed, the most common question is, what did you, you know, what do you regret, or what? Yeah. Doing, and there's always the regret what you didn't do, because the regret believes me. So that's one of, I don't know how the quote goes, but what's going to hurt more, the pain, the regret, or the pain of change? And believe me, the regret's always going to hurt more.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's what people need to understand. I mean, again, a lot of those people are going to have those hard life lessons. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people will get those hard life lessons and they will not learn. Like I said, just like my uncle died because of that lung cancer, because he didn't want to learn before. I know a lot of people who have those huge red flags, who were given an opportunity to be like, you have this red flag because you were doing something that it's so completely unaligned that the world had to stop you and be like, hey, right, something's not working. Because again, if we truly believe that everything is perfectly schemed, then the universe, quote unquote, God, would never put you into the path of that car accident, or in that position, or give you that bad, or whatever. Because again, the purpose of life is that you get a lot of experience, and that you peel that away and you get back to that connection, so you as a rich soul can go to transcend that and have and be a rich soul of a lot of experiences and things that you've lived. Obviously, that's not going to happen if you die too young.
Well, that's okay. That's a really interesting question or statement, because 2 weeks ago, my son had a high school friend of his die, and he was only 21. And I think,
wow,
why?
And then we could have, like, for example, in this kind of situations, we could have first looked at his destiny blueprint to see what his soul came up with. What is the blockages? And then obviously see how have they been living, like the family, what did the parents teach them? So because yes, each soul, like I'm reading a book right now that specifically talks about specifically like kids, and he was basically an adult, but you know, we talk about stories of kids, younger children dying, and why? Because again, each soul come here with a plan. They come with a purpose. But if we don't ever get to explore what that purpose is, again, everybody crosses their fingers and like, I hope I make it. I hope I do this. But you don't even know what you're doing here.
But do you think, like in this case, you know, that these young kids, their purpose was served?
I would definitely. Okay. So what I believe is that as people are generally, we grab the negativity faster than we grab the positivity, right? Yeah. When something happens, you're going to grab the crap always, right? Just the same way, when we live our lives, we live it by our blockages, mainly. However, those blockages, if with proper knowledge, with proper accountability, with proper support, those blockages, everything in life comes in plus and minus. Everything comes in pair. Everything's in perfect balance. We are not, obviously. And we always search for that balance that will never going to come, right? That it's the juggle that it's never going to come. But the search of it is where the magic happens. Right. Mm-hmm. The work on that juggle is where the magic happens. So same thing as you have your blockages, that's where your potentials hide. But if you don't know your blockages, then you don't know what you're doing. So I personally don't believe that, and this is also like a double-edged sword. We can say yes, right, to a certain extent. I believe that one's young soul had to be on this planet for a short time to have helped others, hopefully, you know, have an awakening, whatever. But on a different edge of the sword is, but if that soul would have had the proper knowledge and the proper guidance, then maybe that soul wouldn't want to choose to live only a short life and would work on it and would have gone more to, you know, achieve more experiences in life, because you have the possibility to, quote unquote, change your destiny. And that's why I call it a destiny blueprint, because I don't forecast and say, oh, you're going to have this kind of disease or you're going to die when you're, you know, I don't do that.
Yeah.
But for example, one time when I was in China, I had a boyfriend and I specifically remember calculating his mother, and she just had a lot of heart numbers. And I just remember that I told him that she has a lot of guilt, and that guilt that she's feeling is going to give her hell. I specifically said, the guilt is going to give her health issues. I don't know why. I don't know when. No, I know why, but I don't know when or how in the future. But because I see her destiny, this is the route that she's taking. And again, because we're destined to grab the negativity and live our blockages, this is how the path goes usually. So we broke up 2 years later. He told me she died from a heart attack.
Wow.
That I told him 2 years prior about it. I didn't say she's going to have a heart attack.
Right.
I said she's going to have heart problems if she does not get rid of her guilt. That's what I told him. So now this is the destiny that you have, and you're being ridden by this program. So you as a phone, you are living your programs. Your programs are living you. So you don't know what you're living, and you don't know what's happening unless you dive deep into that. And then you kind of gain this false, but somehow of a little bit of control of how can I adjust? Where can I improve? So again, you know, is it destiny or is it not destiny? Yeah, we can go on for circles with this one.
Well, the other thing that I have a question about is, what if my parents had named me differently? You know, because it's all based on your name, your given name at birth.
And your birth date,
right?
Yes.
So it's like planetary alignment, et cetera, and how. So I have a question about that. You know, what if my name was Susan instead of Dawn?
So the interesting thing is, on a spiritual level, is that Your soul, if I make it very picturesque again, your soul told your parents to name you the way you are named. Because your soul decided up there before you forgot all of it. Your soul decided that when I come onto this planet in this time, this is the battles that I want to battle. And this is the battles that I'm going to battle. So your soul basically knew the struggles that you're going to go over. And every time hoping and praying that as you do enter the body, that you're going to find a new awakening to be more aware of what's happening so you don't have to, you know, fail it.
But so then do you say that?
And the same thing as, for example, your soul decided when you were being born.
Right. So do you feel like our life is predestined that we, but I mean, there's this sense because some people think, you know, there's predestination, mm-hmm. but there's also free will. And so do we ever get off the path? I mean, these are
exactly. So this is exactly a lot of deep questions, but yes, it's basically both. Again, everything is in duality. Everything is in duality. Uh-huh. Nothing is just black. Nothing is right. So yes, we do have a predisposition. That's why I call that destiny blueprint. There's a predisposition, but also you have a free will. So for example, when I meet people and they cross my path, again, I know that because I've been doing this for so many years, I know that when these people, and I cross people all the time, but there's some people who I cross in this way or in that way. So now obviously with years of that, you know, I've seeing how and why, but people cross my path, especially when we talk about this kind of things, for a reason. And if they don't see the reason, I see the reason. I know the reason. But obviously, I'm going to be the weird one who's going to come and be like, oh, by the way, you and I met because I need to teach you this so you can have a better life. You'll be like, what the fuck? No, you're weird. I don't want to talk to you. But I know why, because I've gone that walk. I know that I had to meet that person, that he told me that I was there, that I learned this, and that I completely transformed my life. I know. And I knew that again. Now, again, goes back to how people talk theory and they say, oh yeah, I believe everything is in perfect order. But when it comes to now, but live it. Live this. So if you have this person that you're talking with this specific thing for that specific reason, then that is why the God universe wants you to go. If not, you would have been talking to somebody else for something else. Mm-hmm. So see the signs, but no, we say that that's the misalignment already there. We say that we believe that everything is aligned and everything is in perfect universe. But then when we come with our ego in our programs and our way of thinking is like, oh, but no, this is not time for me. Oh, but no, I think this, you know, energy, God, you're mistaking. This should have not been happening right now. You have no idea what you're doing. I would have done this better because the timing is completely off. And then at the end is like, what are you doing? Who are you? Because we are just the one little ant.
Yeah.
Right. Dawn here or Anya here or not. Like, what's going to change? Nothing really. But again, on the flip side, Dawn and Anya can both have huge impact on humanity.
Right. It's the great paradox.
So it's exactly. So that paradoxes of life, it comes the same with the destiny. It same comes with the decisions. And that's why when I meet people, I tell them what I have to tell them, but then they still have their own decision to make. Mm-hmm. And I just pray to God and I'm like, God, if this is meant, then wake that person up, tell them to do it now. Cause I can't be like, hey, go, please, let's do it. I want to shave your life. I want you to really feel that, you know, I am like, this is what's happening. I can tell you very clearly. I can connect all the dots, but then that person is going to be the one's going to be like, okay, am I doing this or am I not doing this? And again, I have no power there. I can just say, God, you and the person. Now you deal with that person. If that person is meant, then you know you're going to press in his mind and say, you got to go talk to Anya. I don't know, train with Anya. And I have this people who randomly come out of nowhere. And I was like, I don't know, something I had to talk to you about. I'm not really sure why.
Uh-huh. All right.
And I'm like, I know, don't worry. I know. Let's go sit. And all I have that a lot.
How did you do this with your husband, your new husband?
Because okay. So that is the magic.
Is this intimidating? Like, did you read him? Did you read his numerology? Like right when you
obviously, of course I did. Yes, yes, yes. Of course I did. So when I met my husband, I knew of course, I knew exactly what I'm dealing with. So there was no vagueness. There was no, oh my God, why is this person like this now? And then 6 months later, I knew exactly what are the issues that I'm going to deal with. It doesn't take out the surprise of a person and the joy. It doesn't. It just makes me more
aware.
Aware of what are our punch or our potential clashes. Where are the conflicts and what we're going to have to deal with? Mm-hmm. So I did that. I knew what I was dealing. So when that thing happened and his natural program turned on and he went into his weird spheres, I was just like, oh, okay, here it is. Okay, I get it. And believe me, this still happens. When my husband comes with his weirdness out of his roots somewhere, I'm like, oh my God, that's what's happening right now. Okay, fine. No problem. And then I can now explain it to him. So then he can see a different thing. He's like, oh, okay. 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 I get it. I get it. So he's learning, obviously. But how, yeah, with my husband, obviously, again, it's the same thing. I had, when I met him, I was always making sure that I was prioritizing myself. So me, my meditation, my sessions with my coaches were number one, because this is me, connection with God, me and energy. Mm-hmm. He coming into my life, it's a plus that energy send me to have. Right? Because number one is me and energy. Everything else is second. So when he came into my life, obviously I calculated, I'm like, okay, energy, show me if this is the right way, then I know you're going to support and there's going to be signs. So for example, I'll tell you our story. When we started dating, he actually had a girlfriend in the States and I didn't know for this girlfriend, maybe like 2-3 weeks. So we were like going on dates. And then later on, maybe 1 month in, he's like, oh, but by the way, I really wanted to tell you, like, actually, like, I officially still have a girlfriend in the States. And obviously my world was like, oh my God, you know, like, I'm this with this one person that I thought you were single kind of a thing.
Right.
But he told me. So in that moment, for example, I know that to a certain moment, I was able to pause my emotionality to a certain moment, but not fully, because that's huge. So what I did, obviously, I went to my energy coach and I'm like, okay, what is happening right now? Okay, I need you to help me calm this storm down so I can approach this calmly, properly. So I had a session with my coach and, you know, and yes, he told me, like, for example, he knew that he was not supposed to be with that person, but he hasn't finished it yet. Right. Again, just from moral perspective, right. I would never wanted that to happen. So I had a conversation at the end with my husband or my boyfriend at that time, right. To be like, okay, first, if you want anything possibility between us, then you need to finish your old story.
Right.
I can't get into the middle of something.
Right.
So now that I know you need to first, you know, finish it however you want to finish it. And then let's talk. I didn't say, and then I'm going to jump in your bed. Right. But I'm like, let's chat after you are doing this thing for you, because you know, you're supposed to break up with her, not because you have me here waiting for you, because I'm not waiting for you,
right.
But because you know that you should break up with her. That's why you have to break up with her. If it's another reason, then don't, because don't break up because you think I'm going to be right there waiting for you. So when I explained that to him, and I, that's the only thing I said. And then in my mind, I told myself, he has 24 hours. If in 24 hours, he does not finish that, then I am not doing this. I said that to myself, because I knew that if he feels as strong as what I feel right now, because when I saw him, I knew he was going to be my husband. I knew it from the moment.
Wow.
But again, I could have been emotionally wrong, right? So I'm always going to be rational in that main, in that I'm going to leave myself space to observe. So I'm not all euphoric and oh my God and everything, but I'm like, oh, okay, leave space to observe so I can see clearer. Mm. So again, I give him 24 hours and I didn't tell him anything. And I knew that if he knows that I'm his wife and that I'm going to be the mother of his children, then he does not care about his girlfriend. He's going to break up with her. And he's like, okay, this is done, because this is the person that I want to be for the rest of my life, period.
Right. Right.
So that's strong. So if it's not that strong, then he's going to be, you know, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week. And then I'm like, no. This is not being decisive. This is not being in alignment of knowing. This is not walking aligned with clarity.
Right.
So I gave him 24 hours. obviously he did it in less than 24 hours. And when he texted me, he was just like, you know, oh, by the way, we finished, blah, 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 blah. I left him in the air for a few hours because obviously I wasn't like, oh yeah, let's go back, you know, let's meet or whatever. Plus we were living in different cities at that specific time. So, nothing. Yeah. So when he finished that, then we got together. And then from there on, again, me giving space to see things clearly, because when we came together again, the universe, God supported this from the beginning. Like I moved from my city to his city. Literally, my job was two blocks away from his house in a city of 10 million people, not knowingly.
Wow.
I moved again, 10 minute walk from his house. When I moved, he helped me financially. He helped me to get a rent. Like everything was there. There was no vagueness. There was no question marks. There was no maybes. There was like, yes. And everything was just going. So that I know that we have always been supportive by, you know, energy, but God. But again, because I was making sure that God is number one. I was not all of a sudden prioritizing my boyfriend just because, you know, he came into my life. I know that he came into my life because God put him there. So now I need to make sure that God is still my number one friend if we want to continue this. And that's how we've been living. So whenever happens and whenever we had this conversation, and for example, me continuous with meditations, with my sessions and me being aligned with myself with years, him living with me, and then me, which is the most important part, bringing results home. This is not me theorizing. It's not me talking about, oh, you're supposed to be positive. Oh, you're supposed to be happy. Oh, nothing. Let's just, you know, enjoy under this palm tree and drink coconut water. No, but us moving, us, you know, for example, even to the point where I gave birth to my son naturally on the specific date that I told everyone that I'm going to give that birth on that date.
Wow.
You know, and all these things and me, you know, doing businesses in between and me basically really doing everything that I set myself that I'm going to do strategically, and everything happened. When he saw how I lived and there's just everything's happening for me, then he started asking questions. And especially, of course, when money came into play, because people like to see money and they believe more when there's more tangibility behind it. So when I did a bigger business, then he started asking me questions more. Yes, he meditated with me sometimes, but then he started asking me, it's like, what do you do? You know, I mean, he knew what I do, but I want to do that too. I want to see that the magic that you're living, I want to experience it for myself. And I'm like, go train. And then since then, now, for example, yes, I have my energy coach. He has his energy coach. There's some stuff. It's again, life is healing. There's inner healing that I need to do and has nothing to do with my husband. And then the healing that he needs to do so we can come together, you know, stronger.
Wow.
So yeah, he's fully integrated.
So what do you want to teach your kids? What do you want your kids to learn?
Well, the first thing, which I've been talking about lately the most, is that you're not responsible for other people's emotions. That's like number one. So when my husband, for example, in the past, he has worked on his anger a lot, but I know that anger is going to be his issue. That, you know, when he had anger, when he got angry, and obviously a normal child would be, oh my God, I made daddy angry. Or, oh my God, it's my fault that my daddy's angry. I went to my kids and I explained, listen, yes, whatever you did was wrong, but the way daddy reacted, and because he's angry, that's not your problem. That's his problem. Daddy needs to deal with his anger. You need to deal with you being aligned. So yes, to my 5-year-old, I will explain very nicely that you need to do what's right and not what everybody else is doing, which is obviously one of those lessons as well. And that all you have to do is consistently learn about your intuition, your connection, your versus then what you're supposed to, what other people tell
other
you,
people
what
tell
it's
you.
Normal and what, you know, again, it's normal or what's acceptable. Because again, that's how we were raised. I'm supposed to, they told me this is what's normal, right?
I should.
I should have. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of those lessons on a daily And again, there's always, you know, more for me to obviously learn, for my husband to learn, for us to learn. And then it's consistent juggling of that knowledge and, you know, again, implementing. But the most important is when you implement, then the life gives you results. If life is not giving you results, that there's something that you are not seeing and you're not aligned somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have to pay attention to. It's not why I don't have money, why I don't have clients, why my business is not working. What am I not doing? What am I misaligned? And again, when I'm not doing, it doesn't mean that you need to do another sales call or you need to do another marketing program or you need
right.
to, I'm not talking about that tangible stuff and, you know, the superficial things, but what inside
where's my energy
me,
out of whack?
Where's my energy?
Out of balance.
Exactly. Out of balance, that I'm not attracting. Why is God not giving me those people, those situations on my path?
Because it's just
the law of universe.
How does doing this, because I'm just envisioning like our kids learning these type of things at such a young age, how is this going to impact the way that they grow up, the way that they operate in the world, and the world at large? What do you think?
Well, that's definitely going to be an interesting life to see. I mean, I'm excited. Like I said, when my coach told me 10 years ago, just wait for 2020. And I'm like, well, it's going to happen 2020. And then the whole world went to shit. I'm like, okay, I see it now. I got you. Okay.
I call it Mother Nature's great reset.
Exactly. And there's going to be a lot of those resets. And everybody's relying on what? Before we were relying on having a stable job. Mm. What did stable job give you in COVID? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right? Because that's what you were relying on, because we're consistently relying on things that we don't control.
Mm.
So now learn to understand that the only thing that you should rely on is one and the only, your energy, your connection with God, period. Energy, the connection. That's the connection. You and him, universe, you know, whatever I mean. But that is the only thing that you can rely on. And that's the only thing that you need to work on. And when you work on that, then everything else is simpler. Everything else is supporting. Everything else is for your abundance, including love, including money, including physical health and everything else, because it supports. So you can help more kids, people, anybody to be more aware of that. So yes, more people are leaning towards this openness and doing life differently. I don't know if in this lifetime, I don't know if in my lifetime we are going to let go of money, but we are, and we are in an energy era where, again, money is not the rule no more, even though we need it. Yeah, we need to make it, but it doesn't rule us anymore to the point where I have clients or my colleagues for example, have clients and they think that they're going to give me money. And just because they gave me money that I'm going to train them and I'm going to change their lives. I'm like, no, you need to lower your ego. You need to do that work. If you don't do work, and there's again, my colleagues that had few examples of people who just paid because they had money, but they were desperate and they, you know, lost in life. And they didn't want to do the work. And it was like, here you go, your money. I don't want your money.
Yeah.
My peace, my energy is much more important than your money.
Right.
And that's where we're going. And that's what's going to happen. And sooner, again, we realize that we are doing this energy era, then sooner you will do your energy work if you want to be aligned with the time. And another analogy that I'd love to give is just like my grandma, when Android phones came out, she's like, no, 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 no. She stayed with her flip phone. What happened? Well, she can't face call me. She's completely lost in time. She has no idea what internet is. Nothing. So completely detached from reality because she was in denial of what's happening.
Mm.
So yeah, now this is energy era and that's what we're experiencing.
Wow, this is really, really fascinating. This is fascinating because I talk a lot about, you know, in the relationship stuff. That was the one thing that I wanted to
teach. Well, I'm glad you love it.
That I wanted to teach my kids. It's like, however you show up in your relationships, whether it's your partner, with your kids, with your family, whatever, it's like, are you carrying an energy of love or not? Like the energy of love, connection, safety, security, trust, you know, openness, mm-hmm. vulnerability, peace, all that stuff, or not. Because in my marriage, you know, a lot of times I would get the response, it's just words. It's like, nope. Mm-hmm. Your words carry an energy of love and all the things, or not. And so it's like, that's the part. Mm-hmm. And that's when you were talking about pay, you know, clients paying the money and not doing the work. It's like, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you peace. Money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you joy. These are all inner things that we have to cultivate, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. bringing that energy into alignment with your God creator source.
Exactly.
So, and it empowers you, because you're not relying on external things to create that for you. It's like, you have to co-create that with, you know, your God energy creator source.
Mm-hmm. True. So true.
This is fascinating, Anya.
I know. I'm very excited to be living in this lifetime, in this era of, so to see all these changes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. To see that. So that's, you know, even energetically, there've been a lot of people talking about the changes in the world and life. So I'm just very happy and excited, you know, to see it in my first, like on my eyes, you know, versus then reading it in books. I guess my grandkids might read it in the books, but you know.
Well, they might be. They also actually might be living more of it. Hopefully.
True. Never know. Let's see. That's why I'm excited to see, you know, what's going to happen. And that's the whole thing. Like when I say 2023 right now, it is a year that it's pushing on people's openness. Mm. How, you know, or so you're going to be pushed into do that inner work. You got to start doing life energetically, more spiritually, living that practicality of the spirituality, uh-huh. and not just talking. And if you don't, it doesn't matter how many programs and coaches and, you know, and things that you invest on a tangible perspective on this, you know, again, the there's another word for, like, you know, the technical part life, that is just not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. It's now the time has gotten to the point where, again, it's just no more waiting. Like, you're going to open up, or some other shit's going to get down, and all of a sudden something else is, you know, going to take you the wrong direction.
Well, I'm sure I could talk to you for hours and hours.
I'm sure we can.
Okay, but because I'm being conscientious of time, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you the last question that I always ask my guests, because this podcast is called Wake Up to Real Love, and we're talking about relationships and energy and responsibility and, you know, all the things that mm-hmm. we've been talking mm-hmm. about. And so the question that I always ask is, how do you define real love?
How do you define real love?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say real love is not something that it's attached to a thing, a person, a situation, or it's not really attached to anything. It's, you know, one of the purest frequencies of emotions that a human, well, in this form that we are, can experience. And it comes out of you. That's the whole thing. Because again, coming back to unconditional happiness or unconditional love in this sense is to understand that you don't need anything or you don't need anyone to get you to that feeling, and that it's, you know, always there. It's always within you, and you just gotta like find a way to get to it. And when you do get to it, you understand that, again, everything else that we think and we were thought that we supposed to pay attention to doesn't matter at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
It's just this, you know, full, again, peace. It's like an inner peace, and, you know, each cell of your body understanding that everything is perfect.
Mm. Including yourself.
Everything. Even though that you're not, right? Because when I say perfect, then I was like, oh, I need to be like this. Because there's the word
no, but
perfect
that's an
by itself.
expectation.
It's not correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just the way it is. It's just the way it's exactly what it's supposed to be. And there's nothing missing. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing, you know,
nothing
whatever.
Needs to be fixed.
And
you're not
that is
broken.
Just, again, just,
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. So,
so yeah,
how can,
I guess
how
I would
can,
describe it that. But the most important thing that, again, it's unattached to anything.
So how can people get in touch with you, learn more about you, work with you?
Well, you know, I'm very active on Clubhouse, but my, I'll say Instagram and Clubhouses are the ways to, I'll say always Instagram. I am there every day, goddessenergy.coach. I try to give as much as value as possible. I do have a Calendly link that I can share. But again, if you reach to me through Instagram, I am there. I will happily send you the longer Calendly link that we can have that.
Okay. So for the listeners, I loved this conversation. And I'm sure.
Thank you. I loved it too, obviously.
Yeah. So for the listeners, like, please subscribe to the Wake Up to Real Love podcast. Leave a 5-star review. Share with your friends, whoever you think would benefit from this conversation that we had. Because we're here to share more light and love in the world, you know, to help raise the consciousness of the planet as we do our own inner work. And, you know, we're constantly, because it's never done, right? It's a constant.
It's never done. It's an ongoing process.
Ongoing journey. So please, you can contact me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the things, Clubhouse, at either Dawn Richard or at The Awakening with Dawn. And I'm happy to help support you in creating better relationships so that you can experience more real love in your life. But thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank
Anya.
You.
This is awesome.
Thank
I loved
you. Thank
having you.
You
on. So everyday listeners, wake up to more and more real love. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Subscribe to the Wake Up to Real Love podcast. Leave 5-star reviews. And of course, share with your friends. You can find Dawn on various social media platforms at Dawn Richard or at The Awakening with Dawn.